Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Hey, it's Chris Lorton as well. And with me, my guest that I've had before last year, I can't believe a year's already up, Reagan Yale. Welcome, Reagan.
Thank you, Chris. Great to be back.
Ah, it's great to have you. And you've got the big Greenfield Farms event coming up quick.
Pumpkin patch, it's that time already. We're closing in on pumpkin season, so we're getting excited out there.
I went there last year for the first time ever, and it was a great experience. I wish I would have been able to bring some of my nephews and nieces because they would have had a blast. I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to bring them because it is just too much fun.
Yeah, there's a lot to enjoy out there, so yeah, bring the family.
So, for sure. Hey, a little bit about yourself just to get our listeners up to speed. Okay. You've been in a family farm. You've been farming for what, since you were a child?
Yeah. Grew up down on the Alfalfa Queen farm. My dad, Tony, mom, Beth, and of course, brother Drew and sister Jana down there. Grew up on the farm there and worked up through that. And then about 10 years ago, kind of out of nowhere, out of Providence, I guess, this pumpkin patch thing started for us.
I've got an idea, honey. It's about pumpkins.
the accident, we call it sometimes. But backing up before that, I met my wife, Christy, when I was in college. That's been a few years ago now already, but we're coming up on 18 years married. So,
and then 18 years and 16 years. Children. Oh, yeah, six 16, children.
Yeah.
Six children.
We'll work on that 16. Yeah. We're running out of time maybe, but we'll see. So we got six children. Our oldest, just got his license. He's 16. We've got five boys there. Nathan, Caleb, Jeremiah, Ryan, and Jackson. Jackson and Ryan are 10 years old, and then little Mary joined us 18 months ago. So we've got this little girl, toddler.
She's 18 months old.
18 months old.
That's a cute age.
With five big brothers, and we are having a blast. Yeah.
Okay. The cool thing about you and your family is you have your farm. Mm-hmm. The kids are all homeschooled on the farm. They work on the farm with you and Christy.
Yeah.
And I've met your kids a few different times. Such good, wholesome kids, just so nice and polite, and they're just they love what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, they love working on the farm, being on the farm. You know, going to school with Christy teaching them.
Yeah, it's been
Can you tell me just a little bit about that? How you got into that, and how you feel about that?
It's looking back on it, it's just neat to see the progression, to see the just call we've been called to do that. You know, we started out homeschooling, it was right after COVID, so however long ago that was, and wasn't something I really saw coming. Christy felt called to it. I didn't, and through COVID and through some, things.
So they were going to regular school prior.
Yeah, we started out going to St. John's, and Carrollton, love St. John's. Mm-hmm. That's our parish school, great community there. And that was the reason I was really hesitant to consider homeschooling. It's like, why would we leave something so good? And then COVID happened, and I got to see just how that changed our family dynamic and how much closer we got by, just living education together too. And wanted to stick with that. Started homeschooling from there. And and as the boys have grown and gotten old enough to have their own projects, we of course, they help with all the general stuff, but then they all have kind of their own projects on the farm, and
because some of them are raising cows or
one son raises Berkshire pigs, another son raises turkeys, we've got some sheep now that our other son does, and so that's been neat to see that develop, and we all pitch in for the pumpkin patch. And now as they're getting, Nathan, our oldest, is 16 and a half, he's got a few more years with us here, but watching just this continual development of their development, growing up and seeing where that might take them. It's neat to be able to parent the way we do. So,
it's special.
It is. I forget how unique and crazy it is.
Yeah, I would have liked to have done that. Mm-hmm. Now looking at you, if I would have met you and saw what was going on with your family when I was raising my kids, I would have talked Brenda into giving it a shot, but So you've been on the farm and you've been doing this pumpkin patch thing for 10 years, and it lasts 8 weeks. Yeah. And it starts in September.
Yes, September 6th is our opening day, and we're open Friday, Saturday, Sundays for 8 weekends. And we do it all in 24 days.
So. In 24 days of running the Greenfield Pumpkin Patch, you support your whole family for the whole year.
Yeah, that's what it's come down to. And it's progressed into that, which still blows my mind that this is kind of the way, you know, the career path that we've been called to and what God's provided for us. But yeah, it comes down to 24 days, making it happen, you know, in a tight amount of time, spending the whole rest of the year planning and preparing and growing and advertising, you know, for 24 days. It's wild. And it's intense.
It is.
It is intense.
Oh, yeah. To me, when I was there last year, it was so organized. You know, I was really impressed. I go, man, this guy should be running a big 5-star restaurant.
No.
He's doing this
24 days is all I got in me.
I mean, he's got all of his kids. Yeah. And the community, you got a lot of community help. Oh, I mean, I know they probably get paid, but they help you. They come in and help you run the event.
Great help who's really bought into this whole idea. You know, people we know through either church or through the FFA chapter we're a part of. That come in and they know what we're doing and make it happen and you know we're okay with hammering it out for those 24 days. We've talked about maybe opening in the summer for some weekends or doing some different things, and we always circle back to no, we want to just do this really well. And it does. It takes a lot of organization, a lot of systems, a lot of processes, so many levels to make it all happen. And thank God, so far we've been able to pull it off. So. Looking forward to doing it again this year.
So tell me, in running this event, this pumpkin patch event on the farm, why? What's your mission?
Why? Yeah. So our mission, and it actually took us, well, our original why was 10 years ago when we planted our first pumpkins. It was because Christy had left her career as an agriculture teacher. And I was convinced we were going to be so broke on my one income that we couldn't go to a pumpkin patch that fall. So I doing what I do, I planted an acre of pumpkins, and turns out we had extras. You know, when you plant an acre of pumpkins, it's a lot of them. And we had people come out, and we started to see this dynamic opening up where people really enjoyed being there.
So you just invited people out?
Yeah, we put it out on Facebook. I don't even think we put a sign out by the road. We just said, hey, we're, you know, going to be we got a pumpkin patch, come out and get some pumpkins. And people came, blew our minds, and we're kind of onto something. Like, let's do this. But then, as we progress, let's say we got 4 or 5 years in, we're sitting there thinking this thing's, you know, taking a lot of our time, a lot of our energy, and doing well. But what are we doing this for? So we had to sit down and think through what are we doing, and we came up with our mission is to serve God, to support our family, and to provide our community an exceptional opportunity to experience the awe of God's creation on the farm we're entrusted with. So I had a lot there, but to serve God, I mean, that's the whole point of it all. Support our family financially and, you know, emotionally, physically, all that, and to provide our community this experience, which is really, really a gift to get to give to people and be a part of. So, yeah.
Okay, just you're located at 311 Dom Station Road.
Yep.
Greenfield. Mm-hmm. Which 108?
Yeah, 108. So we're right in between. If you draw a line from Greenfield to Carrollton, we're dead center. So you go out 108, about halfway between Greenfield and Carrollton.
North.
Well, you're going, yeah. Turn we got a sign on the north side of 108, and you'll go north about 2 miles, right past the county water tower there. We're right around the corner. So we'll have signs up, and
easy to find.
Yeah,
more or okay, less. Okay, so... Tell me all what you have there. I mean, we know you have pumpkins, but you got more than pumpkins.
We do have more than pumpkins. I mean, pumpkins are our bread and butter and apples too. But we do so much more than that because we want to have this experience. So food has become a big thing. We do a full lunch menu, I guess you'd call it. We have pork chops and porky burgers from Parks there in Greenfield. And we've also got brats that my son Caleb are from his pigs. So the Parks did up for us. So we've got the meat. We've got cider slushies with Ringhausen cider, which are a huge draw. And then the pumpkin shake, which is probably one of my favorite things on the menu. That's Prairie Farms ice cream mix with some spices Christy came up with to give it that more of a pumpkin spice. Let's think that more than like, you know,
I had it. It was great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So, and then we've got our, we do a sliced caramel apple with old chocolate and pecans on it. And of course, caramel. And then our big, big ad last year, and we keep building it this year, is our apple cider donuts, which are, you know,
I had one of those too.
Yeah. You
and
got
I had
that
pork
with
chop.
The shake and the chop. Yeah. Just have it all. Order the whole menu. But the donuts are, you know, deep fried, rolled in sugar. I mean, if you're going to splurge and enjoy the fall, you get one of those.
Yeah, I just have to say, you know, from being in the restaurant business, 20 years in the restaurant business, mm-hmm. and for you guys just to hop in, you know, and do it for, yeah. you know, the weekends,
yeah,
you do a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's
food's
a lot
great. Service
it,
is great. Know. It's yeah. super.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Reagan Yale with the Greenfield Farms event coming up September through October, mm-hmm. Weekends only. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What time do you open up?
So we're 10 to 5 on Fridays, or is it 10 to 4? Oh, gosh. Anyway, we open at 10 on Fridays, and let's see, Saturdays we're 10 to 5, and Sundays we're noon to 5. So
okay. Yeah. So we got a lot of good food, but here's mm-hmm. another big thing. Grandmas, grandpas, fathers, mothers, uncles, which I... That's the only sure. way I'm getting any kids. I got to get some of my great nephews and nieces.
There you go.
And they are great. They're
yeah.
great. I love them.
Yeah.
Take them because of the kids' activities.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So the kids' activities, originally, you know, we added the kids' activities to keep our own kids busy while we were running the patch back when it was small
really?
And really innocent. Yeah. We needed, like, well, you know, so we put some straw bales out there, let the kids climb on them, and that would keep them occupied.
And then other kids that would
yeah,
come.
Yeah, other kids would come. And then we've since built on that, and it's turned into to quite an attraction because we want to have that whole, you know, family involved experience.
Oh, you guys, folks, they build this huge straw fort.
Yeah.
And when I was out there, kids were having a blast on
yeah,
that
Yeah, we'll have the straw fort. I like to tell the story on that I had cleared it with Christy to buy, how many bales was it? I think it was 60-something bales of straw. I failed to tell her that it was the big, you know, 3x3x8 foot long bales. She was thinking, you know, yeah. the small square bales that we all know. No, I had... What, 3 trailer loads of big square bales, and we turn that into a straw fort for the kids to climb on and run around in. We've got the corn boxes. That's one of the biggest draws for the kids. It's a grain bin ring filled with shelled corn that the kids, you know, treat like a sandbox but with corn, and they get, you know, filthy and throw corn everywhere, and it's beautiful.
Oh, it is fun.
And then the straw pile and the slides, we've got that in a separate area this year where the kids can climb the straw pile there and go down the slides. We've got a roller slide that's great for mom and dad to do with them. And that's situated right next to our new, old, but we moved in an old barn from the neighbor's property, took it all apart, put it back up.
Wow.
And we've got this barn pavilion right next to that area so parents can sit there. We've got porch swings in there. It's right next to where we do the kettle corn. So you can sit there and, you know, let your kids play, enjoy it, take a breath for a minute. I mean,
we know
how it is being a parent. With lots of kids, and let your kids play, take a breath, and take in just the beauty of God's creation.
You know, and I'm kind of, I like, we just got back off a vacation that
yeah.
we went to Alaska, mm-hmm. and you find yourself in the airports or whatever,
yeah.
and people watching, which is fun.
Yeah.
But now this is some great people watching.
It is.
Because you're watching
yeah.
these,
oh,
you're watching these young kids that have never experienced anything like
yeah.
this before.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and they're going to this farm atmosphere.
Yeah.
And they're free.
Yeah.
I mean, they can actually, grandparents, you really don't have to keep an eye on them that much. I mean, you gotta keep an eye on them, but you don't
we
have
to. Don't like when you lose them.
Don't
harder.
Lose them, but you don't have to worry about
yeah,
them.
Exactly.
They're having
yeah.
too much fun.
Yeah.
They're easy to watch because
mm-hmm.
they're just
yeah.
going from one thing to another and having a blast.
That's one of the things that's so rewarding to me and has always been my favorite thing about the patch or the whole farm, but is to go out like on a Sunday afternoon when we're busy and there's, you know, hundreds of people out there and you just watch and you see, you know, parents interacting with their kids, oohing and aahing over a pumpkin or, you know, if the phone's out, it's because they're taking a picture. It's not swiping on it. And it's just having that family time. It's beautiful, you know, in a pretty cool environment. So
Oh, so yeah. And but you also have a few other things, like yeah. the duck races.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, so that's the old pitcher well pumps that have a trough you pump into where you race these little rubber duckies. And we got four of them side by side, so you can get, you know, dad and grandpa and son, you know, going at it and pumping and doing that. We're also hopefully I'll pull it together to add a tug of war this year, trying to get where more families can get involved together. So, you know, you can have dad and little brother pulling against big brother or whatever, you know. And
but you were telling me that tug of war, mm-hmm. okay, this would be a good family event, mm-hmm. you know, and it's kind of, you could divide up like on weight,
yeah.
you know, like maybe a couple grandpas taking on, you know, four grandkids or something. And you got a big barge rope you're going to use.
Yeah, so we've got a neighbor that's putting it together for us. A big, yeah, you're not going to break it. You're not going to break it.
No.
So, yeah, it's should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
But let's talk about folks. What you have to realize is a lot of things are free. They put all these things together free for us and our grandkids and our kids to enjoy. But and the admission's free. But they make money off of selling the apples, pumpkins, and mums, and it's all quality, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, that's...
So just let's touch on pumpkins. Yeah. What kind of pumpkins can I get there?
Well, all of them. I mean, any
size
pumpkin known to man. We've we've got the giant ones, and we've got some giant ones this year. We're going to have some pushing. If they're not 200 pounds, they might be more.
Oh.
I mean, we've got probably the biggest giant pumpkins we've ever had, you know, and your orange jack-o'-lanterns, and then the mix of everything in between, all the gourds, all the white pumpkins, the blue pumpkins, the warded stuff. We've got the edible stuff if you're into cooking, you know, for that type of thing. We've wanted to keep the focus on the pumpkins, on the crop, because we watch a lot of pumpkin patches, and we've all got our own identity, and a lot of patches turn into kind of a farm-themed amusement park, right? And we don't want to do that. We want the focus to be pumpkins. And it is hard, like you said. It takes every year more and more to put this thing on. I mean, it blew your mind what we spend to put on this event. And we don't charge admission.
The whole year.
Yeah, all year long.
You're working.
Yeah. But we don't charge admission. I mean, most patches charge a minimum of $10 up to $20 a person. And, you know, It would maybe make our lives easier if we did that, but we're not going to do that because that was kind of our whole reason for getting into this is to have a free opportunity. And you also have
apples.
Yeah, so we've got the apples. So we've got all these products, and that's where we make it happen. And we've got what do we have? About 2.5 acres of apples now, about 10 different varieties, all ones you've probably never heard of.
But and they grow them right there.
Grow them
on
right
the farm.
There.
Yeah, and you pick them yourselves.
Yeah, well, you pick them.
Oh, we pick them.
So we pick a few, but we're focused on you pick because we want you to have that experience too. And for us, it's not a real fun experience picking bushels and bushels of apples. For you, it's a lot of fun to pick that first peck or so.
Yeah,
you know,
and pick out the ones you want.
Yeah, pick them out. And they're phenomenal apples. We were intentional about picking the best, newest varieties. The mums. You know, this year we've got about 7,000 mums.
7,000?
Yeah, we added.
Oh, my gosh.
We added about 1,000 this year. We've got more that we call them the tricolors. So they're a big mum with three mums in it, three different colors. We've even got some, call them deck planters this year. They're going to be massive. They're going to be 3 feet tall, you know, a bigger round is bigger than a trash can. I mean, they're huge, the mums. And then we've really stepped up. We've seen a lot of people, kind of a different, maybe a different demographic likes to pick flowers. So pick a vase of cut flowers. So we're growing all these, you know, snapdragon, zinnias, cosmos, sunflowers, all these different flowers that are just now starting to bloom and come into their own. It's absolutely gorgeous, but you can pick vases of flowers out there. You know, let mom and sisters go off and do that. Dad, you can watch the boys for a while, or bring your sweetheart out for a date, pick her some flowers, or pick some flowers from grandma, you know, or grandma can. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. So,
we are, just so everybody knows, you know, it's open September 6th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Friday.
That's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday.
Yep.
September 6th on the Friday all the way through October 26th.
Yes.
So it's on the weekends, and take advantage of this because this is pretty special. And if you're in the listening area, I mean, it's not that far away.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty centrally located. Yeah. And you'll see people there from, you'll see a lot of local community. It's such a great chance for us to catch up with people. So many people we know come just for this. We only see once a year. But then you'll also, we're getting more and more from the St. Louis area, Springfield area, or even further. And it's so neat to see all those communities kind of meld and come together around this. So, yeah.
Well, Reagan Yale family, the big pumpkin, Greenfields Farms family pumpkin patch, and a lot more with all the kids' activities and the great food, flowers, pumpkins. Boy, don't take advantage of it. Don't miss it. It's an experience. I guarantee you're going to love it. I did, and I know you will too.
Thank you.
So thanks for coming in, Reagan.
Thanks for having me.
And, man, best of luck this year.
Thanks. It's going to be a great fall.
Yes. Thank you.